It's Tabletop Time!
I'm Jazza.
I'm Dave.
I'm Elle.
I'm Murray.
And luckily enough, this worked really well. I'm Jen.
You jinxed it. Make sure to...
We're currently live. We're back. We're live. We're back from a big American holiday.
Yeah.
And we actually, aside from the last few weeks we did pre-recorded episodes because we were going away, we live stream every week on YouTube. Come check us out if you'd like to.
We're back. And we also have merch if you want to check it out. We're all displaying lovely merch shirts at the moment.
Someone bought two, tell me your name or I'll forget it, merch shirts a week ago.
Like they bought two of the same shirt.
They bought two, yeah.
Was that their name? Tell me your name
that's
or
the
I'll
merch.
Forget it.
It was the merch of Oswald.
Oh, that's
cool.
You said it so flatly that I didn't even realize it was the quote.
That's what they say about me, professional, professionally flat.
In-game roleplay system, Gateway.
And that segue. Well done, Murray.
Speaking of riding a Segway, Jen's going to tell us about the Patreon.
Ride that Segway, Patreon.
But wear a helmet.
But safety first, always wear a helmet. And make sure you check out our Patreon.
And we have a podcast, The End.
All right, well, now that we've got out of the way, good night. Thank you for watching, everyone.
See you next week. And thank you for listening. Podcasts.
In the last episode, which, forgive us, was a month ago, for us, you guys had some hijinks. Kingler disobeyed. He stole your Pokemon.
While sleeping on
and
the
ran
top.
Into the ocean.
And it concluded with...
And it concluded with a terrifying screech.
That was
very good screech in the episode.
Thank you.
And I'm a little worried. You should clip that.
An Aerodactyl.
I've been practicing for 4 weeks, you guys.
You're just in the bathroom, you're facing the mirror.
I've just been sitting here just like... Make your own cue.
Well, there was something that was happening, which was Egg was beginning to hatch. Egg was shaking and cracking and hatching, and then two large talons came from the sky and ripped Egg from Melanie's hands.
Melanie screamed.
Pivotal moment.
Turns out it wasn't hatching. It was just shaking back and forth, trying to say, smooth!
It's coming! Protect me!
I'm about to get out of the shell. I can see this is coming.
And we're all like,
and you've now seen that there is
we shall hold it up in joy. Sorry, go.
There is a raggedy cliff up to the north of you with a big nest at the top of it, and the big winged prehistoric Pokemon has landed in the nest and dropped the egg in the nest.
Pretty sure at the end of the last episode it was hanging over the cliff.
What was hanging over the cliff? The egg?
It was a cliffhanger.
Oh, well, it just, yep. And then the Aerodactyl realized its nest was very precarious. And it put the nest back on top of the cliff so it wasn't hanging.
Why do we let Jazza have the buttons every time?
It's been 4 weeks ago.
It
was the audience. It was the audience one, but I pressed the megaphone instead.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure you were also unconscious, Brad.
Megaphone.
Am I?
Yeah, you got bopped real bad on the head.
I don't know what
you're injured.
By.
I don't think you're unconscious. You're injured,
it,
though.
Oh, yeah, I have zero HP.
Yeah, you're injured.
So he's not unconscious.
No, he's just
zero.
Injured.
Which is...
Does he count as white at that?
I can't
all his
add my traits to a...
Yeah, you just get your skill.
What did he lose to?
Yeah.
All right. A Kingler smacked him in the head.
No. You were fighting something.
Is it his pants
was
as well?
Was it a Bagan?
Bagan plowed you.
Bagan.
The little like trailer park Pokemon with the trailer park mullet bashed you
this
up
one.
With its headbutts.
That
this one.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah,
trailer
Bacon.
Park mullet Pokemon.
All right, I'm with you. All right.
Yeah.
And
beautiful.
Then I guess Kingler was just like, I'm going to join him.
Bye.
Yeah, you... tried to get Kingler out.
So I believe in Gateway Roleplay, yeah, if you go down to zero health, you don't get KO'd.
No.
You have like one life.
Mm.
It's like you become Small Mario.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. You become Small Mario.
But you don't become smaller after Small Mario.
If you do reach zero HP a second time, you are just dead. So there's no like death saving throws or
I
anything.
I will laugh so hard if the first death of Gateway is in Pokemon.
goodness.
Pokemon
yes.
don't kill people usually. So you are in prehistoric Pokemon.
How do you regain your health? Sleeping?
You heal by resting in safe areas.
Mm-hmm.
But once you are injured, you actually need special conditions to heal from injured.
Right.
So it's really important to not drop below that threshold and to make sure that you keep your health higher.
Cool.
Because the idea is that going from You can recover with rest and bed rest, but once you're injured, you actually need medical care to recover.
I might also just sort of suggest that it is also really important to playtest every mechanic in the game.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. That's why when we had the discussion in our scripting meeting, let me just read. When we had our discussion in the script, am I on beat? When we had the discussion in the scripting meeting where we script every single word that we say on stream, Jazza was agreed to allow his character to be injured to test the injured mechanic.
That's it. Of course.
Yeah, it's right here on them.
Our rolls are fake.
Yeah. That's why I don't have a camera for my dice, and you do. Yeah. You have two.
What? Wait, how does this work?
Whoa. I might have broken things for the stream while you're away, but I also improved some.
Why can't I roll like this in the game?
Well, you've ruined it now. You've used it up.
Yeah, you used a chance.
The context.
That's why you never roll a dice.
The context is now we have dice cams that we can actually reach, because previously we had one between all four of us over here that everyone was reaching over and was taking up a lot of bench space. So this is an improvement to quality of life.
Yeah, it does look better not having to reach.
And I've elevated them so we have more bench space.
Everyone being like, oh, Marianella, why well are you done, throwing Jazza. The dice to you also reach across the landslide?
Improved the cable management.
I did.
You labelled a bunch of cables, allowing cables. Troubleshooting so to be more stuff effective.
Stuff's dropping out. I know how to swap stuff out.
Yeah, they'll be a little taggy now.
You do agree a little taggy.
That was not meant to stay on there. That was because there were so many cables. I needed a system to know what was coming from where. But I was meant to take that off and I just left it on. See? It was meant to. Sorry.
I no longer have a green tag.
Yeah. Well, it's just rubbish on your thing. So I figured you might want it off. So there you go.
Sure.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so last episode.
Yeah.
That's where we left off last episode. So this episode, you were all... Was it nighttime or the morning? It was the...
Afternoon?
Sure.
I'm going to say it was sunny.
Cool.
About 30 degrees.
Cool. I
slight chance of Aerodactyl!
Have been informed by the very diligent viewers that Stormy was in the lead.
Stormy was in the lead.
Because Brad
and
just failed.
You had built the bridge and gotten over it. And you've now connected the bridge.
We built a bridge and got over it.
And now, you're on the other side of the river, and that's where the Aerodactyl has stolen the egg.
No one
cares about the egg, though. Not one person cares about the
breakfast!
Egg.
Brad!
He's unconscious. He's just dreaming of it. All right.
Didn't we just establish you're awake?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Okay. I just didn't know
if I was tripping.
Okay, so it's breakfast! Ow. All right. My ribs.
We pick up with Melanie. The egg is just being torn from your hands and you just drop back to the ground and the Aerodactyl has landed.
Oh, no.
Great it's roleplay, Jay. Really good.
Still screaming.
That is the sound Aerodactyl made as it took the egg, yes. I remember it fondly. 3 seconds ago.
I'd go running after egg.
Oh, dear.
You take a few steps forward and then you see a wall of trees and rocks to the north. And to the east, there is a huge amount of thick wild grass.
Don't worry, Melanie. We'll get the egg back. Follow me.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I can trust this child, but you know what?
My Pokemon are very injured. There is nothing to fear.
Do you guys have, like, healing items or berries or anything you might want to use?
I'm down a Pokemon, as in it's gone.
Someone also abused us for all our spirit.
Exists.
What?
I don't have the card for it anymore. It's gone.
It's on your side of the table.
It's not.
You still haven't found it.
I probably misplaced it. You're welcome.
No. I'll check my
lap.
What
do you mean you misplaced it?
I misplaced everything and tried to replace it.
So it's probably in someone else's pile, isn't it?
Probably. Yeah. What are you looking for?
Lodolai.
Yeah, sorry. Not mine.
No.
I did gain a second Kabuto, but...
I think they're my Pokemon specifically for this route, yeah.
Good thing I didn't take in anything. It's like when you look for the color red and you don't notice how many pins you see that are yellow.
It's okay.
I took in nothing.
Okay.
Don't worry.
So you didn't see your evolved Pokemon?
No. Okay. It was in there?
Yeah. You literally didn't see the evolution of...
I was looking for Lodolai.
Kabloom. Okay. Have we looked on the ground briefly? Have we lost Jen's Pokemon?
My one and only.
I suspect so. It'll be in a pile of something. I know that's not helpful, but there's piles in
things. Do you have a digital copy?
Well, it will have her current health and level ups and stuff on it.
That's fine.
Melanie would like to...
I'll have a look around. You can have a quick squeeze. Be role-playing.
Okay.
Do your thing.
Be role-playing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Role play.
I'm going to heal.
You're going to head. That was healing. Does anyone have any berries, healing items, anything they want to use, abilities, before we embark on this perilous journey?
No.
I somehow have two Pokeballs. This is crazy. When did that happen?
I've been kind of loading you up with Pokeballs.
Yeah, and then you stole all my yen. So I can't even cash in this apricot.
I stole your... Oh, you lost it. You lost against...
You stole my yen.
Yeah.
Do not twist my words.
I do have a citrus berry if anyone is hugely requiring. I mean, I could heal my own shroomish.
I mean, the highest HP any of my Pokemon have is 3. And that one's asleep.
I see.
I've got 2 health for my other ones.
All right. I'm going to go up to Stormy, because at this point, I think she's learned her lesson about...
storming into things?
Oh, yes, but also just losing her temper, perhaps.
Yeah, keep talking.
Okay.
I feel like you're louder out of my headphones than in them.
Oh, really? Huh, weird, okay.
It kind of like drifts in and out.
Anyway, I'm going to hand you a citrus berry.
Thank you. I'm going to give it to you.
I did not do this.
What? What?
But it was in the glass cabinet.
What?
So someone...
It was...
That is the most random thing ever.
I did that.
Murray!
Because I knew that you might be vlogging or streaming or something in here. So I covered an NDA... model with my card. There was force.
Okay.
Just covered the card.
Was this like 3 weeks ago?
This is when I left. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, we've got Lorelei back. Yay! There's been a sharing of a citrus berry.
Yes, I'm going to give it to Kabloom.
My mic is dead? Okay.
Yeah, Murray's mic's dead.
Problem number 2.
You can use mine.
Tap your mic, Murray.
It's not dead.
It's quiet.
It's kind of
just quiet.
I'm not hearing it at all.
Maybe just turn Murray's max up.
Hello? Oh, hello.
He's back.
That seemed to do something.
Yeah, what did you do?
Too much.
Yeah. Too much.
It's something.
Too much!
Now he's gone.
Okay, I'm gone.
I think we got you.
I'm not hearing you at all.
Oh, okay.
You're the same volume out of my headphones as in, which means I'm not getting you, really.
Yeah, tap.
Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I think this is our record for longest playing without playing.
So just to reiterate, you gave Stormy.
What do you expect, everyone? We've been on holiday.
I know. We need to remember where we are and what we're doing.
We are going to get
the Pokemon. Yeah, you're going to go and get the Pokemon egg back.
Pokemon.
Lead
the way.
There's grass in front of you.
Oh, okay.
So Stormy has to roll a wild Pokemon encounter.
Ooh.
It's a success. So not what we wanted.
What? No, that's fine. No encounter.
Not what you want.
That is. Yeah. Oh, you want an encounter. So Stormy.
Stormy still has some pent up anger. She wants to let out.
You all push
via her Pokemon.
You all push through the grass and you head on east. And in front of you, there is a patch of water, a little lake.
Are we able to show?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
Or do I have to do it?
I did it.
Oh. And there's a patch of water, and to the north, there's some more long grass to get to. And, of course, that way is the only way you can travel, and that way lies the Aerodactyl.
I guess we gotta go this way. Onward!
Make a wild Pokemon encounter roll.
Safe.
You're good. You push up through.
Many times I roll well.
You reach a large clearing, and there's sort of, you know, a good few minutes walk ahead of you to the base of this mountain that the Aerodactyl is on. To the right, there is a thicket of trees, and to the left, there are some berry bushes.
Berries.
As well as the going back towards the river that you just crossed.
Berries. I'm going to inspect the berries.
Okay. You get 2 berries as you go and pluck some berries from the berry tree.
Do these berries work on humans?
No. They're Pokemon food.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for the citrus.
They're poisonous to humans.
I feel like I should have a bigger pile of cards.
There's some under there maybe. I sort of just put stuff in places.
I hope these are berries that help me wake up my sleeping piggy.
They are not.
Who said that?
Under there?
God! Are there cards in Pokemon?
Oh. Wait, so Peggy Peek's asleep? Is that correct? Asleep. Okay.
There's Pokemon gods.
Thank you.
What berries did you get?
2 orange berries.
Okay.
And those berry bushes have been picked.
Restore 2 HP.
For helping me get back Egbert, I shall help you get Piggy Peck out of its sleep condition.
You still have spirit?
I've got 1 left. So I can do recover, nurture, which is on a success. So I have to succeed first.
You don't, because you're not opposing anything.
I'm not playing anything. Yep. I can remove a status condition from target Pokemon.
You can wake Peggy up.
Yep.
Yeah, Jen probably has one of the most useful abilities. that you haven't used.
I should have tried that.
So you use the spirit and wake Peggy back up?
A zero.
Thank you.
Okie dokie.
While they're doing that, just while we're on the topic, I'm going to go to nearby trees and I'm going to forage for berries.
Mine's
very good.
Berries.
You do like foraging.
Yeah. Just as this seems like a pretty good time, do it.
I'd agree with you on that.
It's very funny because if you see the map, it's literally just 2 trees in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing else.
That's the berry tree zone.
It's beautiful.
Berry tree.
So can I get you to make a investigation check?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not foraging.
I'm just a general.
Okay.
I mean, okay, no, don't worry about it. You don't have to make any check.
Do it. He's being a silly billy.
If you don't want to check, don't have to check.
I'm
going to
roll some dice, and it's probably not going to go well, but I'm going to roll them anyway.
Oh. Challenge level 2.
Oh.
What did you get?
I found a lumberry.
It's a new one, right?
Which is, on success, remove a status, basically. Ooh. Poison, burn, paralysis, frozen, or sleep.
Very good.
That would be handy.
You mush the
2
successes. You succeed.
Yes.
So as Stormy is collecting the berries, you notice just down the beach a little bit, back towards the way you came, but in a sort of a nook that you couldn't get to from the direction you came, that there is a strange area of sand that's sort of all glassy and weird. It's reflecting the light.
Stormy is just going to wander off towards it like a very distractible child.
Okay.
I'm going to look concerned, but also I'm just going to ask the DM quickly, just on the wording. It says, remove poison, burn, paralysis, sleep, and sleep. I'm going to presume that's all, like it does one. Or does it remove?
It gets rid of all status conditions. Specifically those ones. So it doesn't cure confusion, I don't think.
Yeah, that's cool.
All of those together.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice.
So you sort of wander south down the beach, sand kicking up as you are sort of on this sandy beach shore, sort of an inlet river.
You seem suddenly very chippy, Stormy.
Can we not?
Have you spotted something? We were all very concerned about a lost comrade 2 minutes ago.
There's like a lumpy bit of sand.
Lumpy bit of sand, everyone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's way more important than this poor defenseless person.
It's okay, Melody.
So glad you're leading us all into danger.
It's no danger. It's just, like, sand.
It's all right. Either this will be very quick or another life lesson.
I'm going to use my grubby claws to try to dig at it.
Okay, are you going to attempt to dig at the sand?
Yes.
Oh, the dance again.
Yeah.
No.
All right, let's get you to roll, let's say, fitness as you dig through this sand. But I'm happy to let you pair it with a different, or you know, if you have a vibe. If you'd like to use something else.
Agility?
So you can't use agility, but I'll let you use reflexes. I'm having you use fitness reflexes.
Okay, I can do that.
So basically, you get to this area of sand and there's all of these like chunks almost of glass, but they're not sharp glass. They're like weirdly formed bits of glass that are stuck in the sand. They're kind of heavy. They're kind of awkward. Ooh. And it's quite a lot of effort to dig through quite a lot of this sand.
Sharp and lovely.
Just a bit of a random reaction, but we're going with digging. Challenge level. Challenge level.
It's a beach.
We'll go two.
You
go two
dig again. Like sandcastles.
One success.
Bum, bum.
Okay.
What I do.
You dig for a while until you find sort of a what feels like a disc of this glass that is just too heavy for you to lift.
I could use some Krabby Claw help.
Kingler.
No. As you say, I could use some Krabby Claw help. A jet of bubbles sprays you from the river, and you see Kingler sitting there holding holding Brad's pants in one hand.
I forgot you didn't have pants on.
I just remember that too.
You have love hearts on your undies.
You will learn to love me, Kingler.
And Kingler, can I get you to make a agility?
Love those pants first.
Agility jet.
Okay.
Where's the belt? Like a headband.
Challenge level two.
Okay.
Pants like a flag. Like a shark's fin going in the water.
Yeah, it's like a flag.
You get beamed in the head. You don't take any damage. It's not thrown that hard, but you get beamed in the head by your belt with your pokeballs on it that gets lobbed at you from the Kingler as you're like shouting at Kingler.
Oh, thanks. I don't have. Oh, my Pokemon.
Your Pokemon. Yes, you get your Pokemon back.
Thanks, buddy. See, he's looking out for me. Got my Pokemon back.
But not your pants.
I don't think he likes
you. Put my belt on over my tidy whities with little love hearts on it.
While he's busy, I'll give Stormy a hand.
Okay. Two hands?
Even two hands.
What would you like to use to make this check?
There's like a big disky thing here.
A big disky thing. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't think my other lucky belt, bit different to Brad's belt, is going to work. So I'm just going to try and... use a bit of elbow grease and just move the damn thing.
So just do a power strength. Yeah. Basically a good straight back squat, kneel and lift and flip this disc of glass.
Yep, I'm sure that'll work perfectly well.
The regular challenge ranger. Was too. Hey.
With a heft, a hoist and a you flip this disc of weird glass that sort of flips over and there's a cascade of sand and there's all this blackened sand that's revealed underneath, sort of with a few more scrapes, that's melted and twisted. And at the center of it all, there is this glowing red rock that's just lightly glowing and sort of almost sparkling. Can I get you to make an understanding check?
All right.
Challenge level three.
I told you to look in the lump.
All right.
Always look in the lump.
Three.
You got three.
Hey.
So sort of piecing things together, you recognize that all of this sand has been melted and probably by impact. And you guess that this rock is the cause of it and probably fell from very high and hit the sand at a lot of heat and speed and instantly melted the sand, causing all the little lumpy bits of glass and weird shapes.
Is there heat radiating off
it? It's not hot anymore.
Oh, okay.
It would have happened some time ago.
All right. I'm going to... gently bend down because Stormy, stay back. I'll work it out with you. I will interact with the pet rock,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just gonna pick it up and examine it.
Cool. It's a sort of red, slightly glowy, slightly sparkly rock in the rough shape of a star.
Stop.
It's not really a piece. It's like a full star.
I found a star piece. I did it.
Wait. Pina coladas?
And getting caught in the rain.
Yeah.
And you can finally have a rest. You look
great.
Really
I'm like covered in blood, missing my pants.
Awesome. Well, that was easier than expected. Let's
it's so keep shiny. That on us.
And if we survive, we can have a drink.
Well done.
Wait.
Brilliant. Well spotted, sir.
Ah!
Oh, sweet.
And the Aerodactyl swoops down low and you just duck in time as it sees the sparkly star piece and swoops back in circles.
You won't take our dreams from us again!
Can we trigger a battle with it?
We no. could swap it for the egg.
Throw a Pokeball at it.
It swooped past you.
Maybe. I do like pina coladas, though.
Wait, next time it swoops down,
I've never had a pina colada.
I'll throw an ape corn at it.
You're not allowed.
Hopefully stunning it and severely pissing it off.
What are you
going
to do?
I'll stick my thumb up its
ass. I wasn't going to say it.
We've been thinking it.
That'll really piss it off.
Oh, please leave the way, Stormy.
Good job, Stormy. You spotted the shiny thing.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, Krabby.
Turns out curiosity does pay off when it doesn't get you wiped out by a raging Rhydon.
Hey, not all curiosity is bad curiosity.
We have to take on the Rhydon, remember? I haven't forgotten.
That'll be easy when you learn fly.
Ooh. Okay.
You have a star piece.
Wrong. Flies like one times effective against it.
Let's go. Zero even.
You'll be able to get back there the other way when you learn fly because the bridge is broken.
All right. Lead on,
you
Stormy.
North up towards the mountain with the Aerodactyl.
Yeah. We should follow that angry, screechy thing, I think.
How far away is it?
It's like a 10-minute walk.
Okay. Did we park at exit? Oh, it's probably too far away to do it now, but...
Well, we could, shine the star piece and attract it.
We'll just get closer. It's okay.
You guys don't trust me to fight it?
Look, you've already extended your
bravery. Let's graduate Shroomish Battle School, and then we'll take on the prehistoric Death Machine.
I don't want to graduate Shroomish Battle School. I want to drop out. Okay, let's go. Carefully.
All right. So you march up to the bottom of this hill.
Yes.
There's a winding, narrow path and then awkward climbs over rocks ahead of you towards this precarious ledge where an Aerodactyl is watching out. What's the plan?
So now we're very much close to it.
So it's a rocky mountain.
You're at the bottom of this rocky cliff.
Just looking down at us.
Right. And there's no path.
Cool.
Right.
It's a path that becomes narrow and then climbing and skill checks and stuff.
The raider stops talking.
What's up?
Can you get your Pokedex out? Thanks.
I bet you this has reset since last time.
But that's like the loudest thing in the world too.
I'm certain that it has.
That's pretty good.
Aerodactyl, the prehistoric Pokemon, the ferocious ancient Pokemon that goes for the throat and tears out the vitals of its victim.
Is there more than that, or is that that's all we get?
You can fight it.
But all of me is vital.
It's a throat tearing Pokemon. What are their weaknesses?
I need my throat to toll.
Yeah, I don't think you should be leading the charge here, a little Stormy. Don't you use those puppy dog eyes on me.
Its serrated teeth are as efficient as saw blades.
Oh,
it keeps getting better.
Is there more?
No.
Okay.
It also says it's extinct.
Yeah. Okay. There's clearly tips and tricks for dealing with a prehistoric extinct monster.
As a device designed for children, we do not recommend engaging this Pokemon in battle.
All right. Good.
It's very clear advice.
Maybe we just stay really far away and throw rocks at it.
Can I just say how dumb a Pokedex is? They make no sense whatsoever. Like, I just had to throw that out there. It's like, go and investigate all the Pokemon, find out what they are by capturing them, but it will tell you about them before. Yeah. But it's like, go find Pokemon no one ever met. You walk up and shine this thing on it, and it's like, Frogman. How do you know? How does it just make it up on the spot?
No, yeah, it has like a scanny thing.
Be a lot more intuitive. Like,
what database does it cross check
at? Be a lot more interesting. You point out, it's like, I don't know. It's like, oh, cool. All right. It
does do that in the anime a couple of times. It's like unknown.
I just
yeah, like Ho-Oh yeah. and whatever.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude. Look at that.
Yeah, it's looking at us.
Maybe. We come in peace.
Hasn't spotted us, right?
No.
Well, it has to leave at some point, so my plan is to sit and wait.
Well, and we could go back and rest with our star piece and then come back.
I'm not leaving.
You look up and see like it like trying to get its jaw around the egg and like and it kind of goes back to preening itself for a second.
Okay, it's clearly hungry. I think we have to swap it for other food.
It's like waiting for the egg to be open so it can eat the baby with him.
No.
Hey, Victor. What's Cookie's weakness?
Grass.
Do you reckon this thing is similar? I mean, the Bogodex says it's extinct, and well, so is Cookie in theory.
They all seem to share rock. As I can see a little bit. I think this one's flying. It's... I don't know, so... I'm going to say grass is probably not as good against it, but...
I think we have to distract it, because otherwise it has the egg in its mouth. And then maybe people do the crab dance to distract it.
Or...
And then someone sneaks around and grabs the egg.
Yeah. I think one of us...
Put our bodies on the line.
That's a brilliant idea. Crab dance diversion. Who's the best here at stealthily approaching an area, a target?
I'm not terrible.
I don't know if I did.
I don't want to get eaten by the thing by distracting it.
No.
I've crept up on an Aerodose once.
All right, deal. Let's go.
It didn't go well.
Here's your chance for redemption.
I crept up on the ride.
Anya, buddy. I'm slapping your back. I'm like, come with me, Stormy, Melody. Get your crab hands ready.
Wait, hold on. Before you go in head first again. So you're sneaking up behind the Aerodactyl. Grabbing the egg. Yes?
Sneaking up behind it. You have to climb a cliff to get to it.
Victor is.
Victor is, yeah.
Victor's clearly the best at getting to and staying at heights.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine. That's great.
No, wait, I hate heights.
But you handled it fine last time.
It was lacking options.
Exactly.
Same thing again.
We're lacking options. Yeah.
All right.
Can I look for an egg-shaped rock?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Make an acuity check.
Can I want to look at our surroundings. Are there any caves?
You find fairly round egg-shaped rock, roughly the same size as the Pokemon egg. However, you cannot lift it. As it weighs about 140 kilograms.
Ouch.
Help.
Because the egg that Pokemon was in was like a foot and a half.
Yes.
It's just a rock that big.
I'm going to help lift it. And is there anything around that we could use to make egg-like markings?
What check are you going to make to try and lift it?
A power.
Okay, power check challenge level 5.
Are you freaking serious?
I just said it was 140 kilos.
Does Brad lift?
I don't know how many kilos you can lift, but I ain't lifting 140 kilos. For American audience, that is roughly 300 pounds.
Victor could do it.
If I roll and
you cannot
is assisting, I
you
get
one extra dice, yes.
One extra dice or one extra win?
One extra dice.
All right.
Because it's not automatically... Because there's no chance of backfire in this system. So remember, Cogent, it could go against you. There's no backfire, so it's just an extra dice.
Let's see.
You need all success. Okay.
Boom! I got one.
You guys are all here. Look, can we get some straining noises?
Oh.
And you're just like... You get the lower back instantly.
I let it go. I'm like, I'm fine.
You don't take any.
Did you just crack the rock?
I don't think that was the rock.
Yeah, I don't want to break it.
From above.
I think we need a smaller rock.
I think this plan is fine. The problem we're going to have is, what are we going to do when that decides to chase us?
We give it something...
I just want to throw at you that you have an item that I have indicated would distract the Aerodactyl.
The shiny thing.
The egg isn't going to, a rock isn't going to distract it.
I do not carry
the
such an item
the
with me.
Star piece.
The star piece.
It's the star piece.
Hey.
Look, I'm climbing up towards the thing. You can have the bloody star piece. I have another question. If I'm going to climb up there and get the egg, and climbing up there's anyway up there, how am I getting down with the rather fragile egg?
Hope that it's a bird type Pokemon and it hatches.
All right, I jump off the cliff with the egg. Good.
You could, like, drop it and someone can be waiting down the bottom to catch it. Like Melanie.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So
Victor,
right.
Victor could go up to get the egg.
Could you ride?
You wait to catch the egg. I distracted the star piece and Brad...
Webby could make a net at the bottom of the... bottom of the cliff.
Could you also ride Kabutops like a surfboard?
Toboggan down Kabuto.
I turn to Webby. I'm like, hey, buddy, could you make like a really big hammock? You know, like the bed you make me?
Yeah. Runs off. There's just this of like weaving. And then this beautiful like hammock just spreads out. And then any point of contact that has with anything just goes and immediately starts burning lightly.
Oh my God.
I still choose that, then go ahead.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's gentle fire, don't worry. It sort of tickles.
It stands out, it's really hard to miss.
It's like big red jump here. Yeah. Can I look at its like treasure stash, see if there's anything there with my binoculars?
You'd like to use your binoculars, certainly. Yes. Make an acuity check. Turns level two. Yeah. Let's see what you spot. So, you don't get much more information about its nest from where you are, but you do, as you pan left and right, see that while this side of the cliff is accessible from where you are, and there's all these trees and thickets that block your passage, there's sort of a gentler and easier way up and down on the sort of on the right side of this hill that you don't have access to.
On the way down.
So there's a way down that is easier, but it doesn't lead back. It leads to inaccessible.
Okay, problem?
So it leads forward.
Solution. Good news and bad news, as they say.
Yeah.
Which do we want first?
The bad news?
That doesn't work with how I want to tell you. Okay, so
just
the good
give us
news.
All the news in the best
the good
order
news
you
is
can.
I found a path down, but the bad news is if you go down that way, you can't come back. So you've got a way down, but you can't come back.
I mean, you could come back, but you'd have to go back through the nest, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You can go up and down, so it's kind of like up and down.
So it's
like
an easier way to get down.
Way to get down and up, but it doesn't lead to where you are. It leads to the other side of the mountain.
Or we all find our way up and go
It
down.
Wasn't a euphemism for jumping off the cliff and not coming back.
There's a one-way trip. There's a really great way for you to get the egg back to us.
Yeah, no, That's fine.
Stormy discovers dark humor.
All right, so I can get up the cliff. That's all right. I can get down the cliff now. That's okay. How are you distracting the Aerodactyl? Here's the star piece. Have fun.
I take it.
Doesn't Melanie have to get the egg?
No.
Oh, you're getting the egg.
Correct.
Okay.
And
you don't want to get the egg? What if it imprints on him instead of you?
My stealth is very, very bad.
You won't need stealth if you're distracting it.
It's true.
It's more about climbing the hill.
Really,
I'm
going to
point out, Melanie, I'm not particularly stealthy myself.
That's the reason you were going up.
I'm still the stealthiest.
He was just dumped in.
It's because Brad wouldn't let Stormy do it, and Stormy is the stealthiest.
I said I could, and everyone patted me on the back.
I'm willing.
There is time for takesy-backsies.
I feel like if there's any potential danger, I should be the one to do it.
Okay.
So, you take the star piece.
Yeah. Technically, I'm getting the easy job climbing up a cliff. You get the angry flying rage monster coming.
So, I will also give you this, because I think it should be made clear. If you use the star piece, it's going to take the star piece.
Yeah.
You can distract it with your meat, a.k.a. you. There are, like, so basically meaning, like, you don't need the star piece to make it attack you by like provoking it. You could throw rocks at its nest or whatever, right? And get in a battle.
Yeah.
That would certainly distract it and occupy it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to have like a completely get it away from the nest, you could you could like fight, I don't know, get one of your Pokemon to like
take the
star pull a piece. Sheet off it, and then it reveals the star piece and it flies away, and then you've lost the star piece. But then you could maybe get, maybe with some skill checks, get up and out without a fight. So is it, just so it's quite clear, because there's a lot of gamified things, you don't need to use the star piece if you're planning on distracting it with a Pokemon battle. You can just distract it with
you your could work meat, out what would be best
your for delicious throat.
Can you ID genus or not? Because you
I have nothing left.
Okay,
well,
so
it's a big
we're dancing. Aerodactyl. You're climbing.
Mm-hmm. But then we have to battle.
Well, I don't know if it's...
Well, if it comes to a battle, we can try and put it to sleep.
Yeah, I doubt a battle will happen. I think it's just going to be snatchy.
It'll fine.
Okay.
It will
fine. Can you guess what could put it to sleep?
You have a shroomish. I forgot. I didn't
we
want
know
it
the power
to stay in my brain, so like, I didn't keep it in my brain.
All right.
This is a small issue. It's like, if we just lead with sleep and it doesn't work, it's going to be a big issue.
All right.
Are you ready to appetize our friend?
Sure. What could go wrong?
So what's the plan? Are you going to just attract the Aerodactyl?
Yep.
And battle it?
Crap dance time.
Yeah. I'm going to climb.
And you're going to climb.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so... The way this is going to work is Aerodactyl can fly, and Aerodactyl is very fast. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 tiers of climbing to get to Aerodactyl. You are going to need to pass 1, 2, 3, 4 checks to get to Egg. You can fail the checks with no consequences. However, every check is a turn of battle that will be happening simultaneously. So... You do not necessarily have to, because obviously you can flee a Pokemon battle.
Yeah.
You do not necessarily have to win, but you will have to occupy the Aerodactyl for as long as it takes Melanie to all get right. the egg. You might just win. It's not that it's not that strong.
Yeah.
But also if it comes to the point where you're like, we just need to delay it, that's an option too. You've got your star piece, you've got your full rest when you get back.
Good luck.
Gotcha.
I do have a runaway ability where I can run away without penalty.
Do you have the spirit to use it?
I have one spirit left.
Okay. Okay.
And it requires one spirit.
Puppy dog eyes.
That takes two spirits.
Oh, there
you go. Two eyes.
Also, given the nature of this fight,
Brad.
Yo.
Brad says.
You don't have Kingler.
Don't fight.
Given the nature of this fight. And this wild Pokemon being very vicious, you are welcome to multi-battle it.
Double battle. Ooh.
Double battle.
You can triple battle if you want.
Whoa.
Let's go.
What's the penalty for triple battle? Or there is no penalty.
The penalty is your Pokemon are all wounded and suck, and this thing is strong.
It's
like a Gigantamax fight in the new things, where it's like the cool music starts playing, and there's three people, and you throw out your Pokemon, it's like.
If we defeat it, do we all get XP?
You'll split XP. You'll get less XP.
Also,
if you want to solo it, you can volunteer the suggestion.
I only need one XP. It's fine.
Okay. All right, everyone. We ready? We ready to find Aerodactyl?
We're choosing our Pokemon.
Can I start to climb?
Only once they've distracted it, because otherwise it'll see
you. Do we have an Aerodactyl?
Well,
yes,
we do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to distract it. Let's get the crab dance going on.
Epic scary thingy. Look at this.
Hey, buddy. Come this way, but not too fast.
Can I get you to make a...
unattractive.
Can I get an authority check from someone? Authority check from someone. Challenge level 3.
Can I make it charm?
Okay. And you're helping, so you get 2 extra dice.
Yeah. Like,
you swapped it to charm. It's got bad eyesight, right? I don't know.
It's prehistoric.
Yep.
And extinct.
So challenge level
3, but you have 2 extra dice.
Three.
Three successes. Okay. Ooh. There is a scree and a scraw, and Aerodactyl swoops down, confused, aroused, and angry all at once, and attacks. Don't worry, Stormy doesn't know what that means.
Why is he looking at us like that?
Whoa! That thing's big!
My jaw is not tasty.
All right, so you know the rules, everyone.
All right. Fomantis, I choose you.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Is it this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, what are you guys choosing?
Kabloom, I choose you.
Kabloom?
Shroomish, I believe in you.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh, do we have a Shroomish? We should.
Where is he?
One shot.
Is it this one?
No, that is Shroomish.
Dave might have Shroomish.
No, it's that. Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Yep.
He was hiding behind Boosh.
This couldn't possibly go wrong.
You say,
no, no.
Wearing your undies.
Actually,
doing
seeing everything
dance.
In scale.
Okie dokie.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
So, at the beginning of combat, you all feel the pressure exerted upon you. All of your Pokemon's moves cost an additional spirit to use if they cost spirit.
Okay.
So free abilities are still free, but any of your abilities that your Pokemon have that cost spirit cost plus one due to the Aerodactyl's pressure.
Ooh.
Under pressure.
And now in this very first turn, the Aerodactyl is going to move a step forward. What about you guys?
I'll stay back here.
I'm going to stay put because I don't need to move.
Can I move up the mountain? Is that
I am
how
missing
that works?
My... you will, at the end of each turn, get to make a check.
Actually, Kabloom is brave. Kabloom is going to move forward one.
Kabloom's going to move forward?
Yeah.
What are you missing, Dave?
I need my D6 rather than... all I've got is these.
Oh. I got how many?
Just one. It's just an RNG dice I like to have because it has no information. When I have a monster that's not super intelligent, I like to randomize for the first turn and then it will prioritize based on threat, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. three, four, so it's going to go for Kabloom first. RNG dictated that, which is convenient for it, because Kabloom has the best shot of hurting it.
Might need to replace a cable, anyway.
Aerodactyl is going to use Ancient Power, targeting Kabloom.
I don't like that.
What are you guys using?
I'm going to use Sleep Powder.
Sleep Powder, oh my god, if you get this.
Fomantis, Razor Leaf!
If we can stall this Aerodactyl.
All right.
Thunder Wave.
Thunder Wave? All right.
Wait. And?
Thunder Wave, use Spirit.
No.
Okay. Oh, is that the
Thunder Ship?
Super old one. That's fine.
Well, you did make me cross this out because that used to cost Spirit.
Okay, cool. You're right there.
I'll save it.
Okay.
I might analyze ID and abilities.
You're almost out of spirit yet, buddy.
I'm on three now.
Okay.
He only uses other
spirit. So what do you find out? Its abilities.
it's abilities, yeah.
It has wing attack, which is a close combat, does 3 damage. It has ancient power, which is a ranged attack that does 3 damage. And if it hits, roll a dice on a critical success, it gets +1/+1 damage and +1 armor until end of combat.
Ooh.
Yes, ancient power is
nasty.
Very good. And then it has stone edge, which is close range. It has -1 to its combat roll, and it does 5 damage with critical damage. And it's going to roll its 7 dice.
Cool. I'm going to use Teamwork.
Okay.
What does that do?
Target exactly 2 allied Pokemon. These Pokemon get +1 to their combat roll this turn.
Yes!
Ooh, thank you!
Thanks,
and what team do you target?
I am going to choose Kabloom, who is being targeted. And I think myself, because I think sleep is probably more valuable.
All right, make your rolls.
Because if we can just put it to sleep.
Fair enough.
It's fair.
Yep.
Do we get to know what we beat yet, or we just roll?
No, just roll.
Roll them bones.
3.
Also, 3. You got +1.
I did. I rolled with my +1. Because I
is
have
it,
a
you get +1 or you roll right. with +1?
I,
you roll
I,
with
sorry,
an extra
I
dice.
Okay. You had negative.
Yeah. Right. Oh dear.
Oh. Bow, wow, wow.
Mine's a defended ability.
You all succeed.
What?
Hey.
I rolled terribly.
Oh. Yo, sleep.
Sleep.
Ha ha. Ha.
Check cool. that, okay. Dave.
A bunch of stuff goes off into the Aerodactyl's face and it falls asleep. And what did you do? Damage?
Punched razor leaf.
How much damage?
It's three damage.
Three damage, so it takes two damage.
Any bonuses?
I don't think so. Yeah, no weaknesses or anything?
No, not to. I'll update you as.
All right.
I don't think mine really does anything.
Like if you. Honestly.
Thunderwave, it paralyzes it.
If it's asleep, though.
In this, you can have multiple status effects.
Taste of ye old medicine.
All right, new round.
Oh, no, I've got to make my way up the mountain. A little shimmy shimmy.
Yeah. Let Melanie do a climbing.
Melanie, make a check.
What is check?
You're climbing. So you check. Tell me what you want to roll to climb this cliff.
I don't want to use any of my strength abilities. Can I use my reaction to dodge anything that's like falling out of the way? Damn it. Coordination?
Yes, you can use coordination.
Okay, it's only two, but I'll take it.
Challenge level is one.
Coordination, strength?
Plus whatever it's nested in.
Finesse.
Oh, all right. What was the challenge level?
One.
Okay. Come on.
You successfully clamber up the first level. All right, next round of combat. Well, it can't move. It's asleep.
Oh, boy.
What are you all doing?
I kind of like shroomish. When it's on our side.
Okay. That's going to take your turn.
Yep.
You swap your Pokemon out.
With Webby.
Webby comes out. What are you guys doing?
Kabloom move closer.
Kabloom moves one step closer. You're now two away.
I'm going to use
both moves. Sure.
Quick swap.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to spend a spirit.
How much spirit have you got left?
Three now.
Okay.
Does it cost an extra spirit to do that?
What? No, it's only Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon.
And I'm going to swap out for...
Ooh.
Big hiss.
Okay. Everyone's just like, ooh, experience farming.
Yes.
What moves are you going to do?
I'm going to try and use acid.
Okay.
We don't cost double spirit yet because it didn't land its attack.
No, you cost double spirit.
It's just for the whole battle.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Thundershock.
Make combat rolls.
This is exciting.
It's kind of anticlimactic, really.
Kick its teeth in. Let's go.
It's just natural for me to like seven dice, two successes. Cool.
You've been put to sleep once, Dave.
Yeah.
Once.
It's fine.
This is how it feels.
I'm being very controlled. I got four.
They got two.
Two.
Cool. All right. So the thunder shock hits.
Yes.
Hungry for blood.
So if you hit roll dice on critical success, this attack has paralyzed.
It's already paralyzed, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But it does do three damage.
Yeah, cool. Three damage. Which is increased to four because it is weak to it.
Yes, it is.
Next turn.
Do I get to shimmy?
Yes, make a check. Challenge level two.
Nope.
Burr, burr. That was one.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right, what attacks are you making?
I'm going to move forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Kabloom will also move forward one.
Now you touch it.
You are now adjacent.
Yes.
Technically I should swap and then move, or is it move and swap? What's the order?
For swapping Pokemon. Yeah. Are you swapping Pokemon again?
Yeah, well, your pressure has removed all my
stuff. You don't get to move, you just swap.
Okay.
And that's your turn. What are you doing?
Webby is going to use Flame Burst.
Okay.
I'll just move with Big Hiss.
Kaboom is going to tackle.
Okay.
I'll just defend.
All I can do is defend.
Okay.
Are you rolling to wake up?
Three.
Already did.
Okay.
Three successes.
Awesome. Three.
You both hit.
That's four damage.
Cool.
Fire type.
Three.
Don't know if that counts for anything.
Three. 4 damage fire type.
I don't think mine goes
resistant
up to
fire type.
Yeah. I don't think tackle goes up because it's just a normal move.
Tackle is a normal move, so it does. It's how much
it's
damage?
3.
3 damage.
Yeah. But it doesn't get the.
They're both. Moves. It's resistant to both of them, so it takes less damage from both. All right.
Resistant. Oh,
okay. The next turn. Climb up. Yep. Climbing. Yeah, you fail. Challenge level 3.
What?
It was 2 last turn.
No, she failed last turn.
Oh, did you fail last turn to get 2? Okay, you say. So you shoot me up.
I'm on level 3 now. Like next turn. Yeah. What's happening? I haven't even paid attention.
No, because yours is working. Ours are all wigging out. So there's a chain. So that cable's been cut. Sorry, I'll fix the cable after.
Aerodactyl wakes up.
No!
Hopefully it gets to do something because it's almost dead.
Let's get it.
Alrighty-o.
Or you could catch it.
That's true.
I mean, you shouldn't, but you could.
Why shouldn't we? That'd be so cool.
There's no way
you caught a Kingler.
I caught a Kingler.
Does anyone have a Pokeball?
To be fair, that was with your Ultra Ball.
It was.
Of which we now have none.
Does anyone even have one?
Just out of curiosity. I've got 2 Pokeballs.
Okay, all right. All right, just a little.
It's going. what are you doing?
Just defend.
Okay, you have to declare your trainer actions. If you're doing anything, which includes throwing Pokeballs.
Oh, does it look super injured?
It's injured.
I love that Kabloom is like in its mouth at this point.
I don't think
I'm just going to have to do Flame Burst again.
Okay.
It took Melanie's egg.
What are you guys doing?
To catch it.
I'm going to move forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Now you Kiffin.
So I've scored one.
Wait,
move,
no, did you?
I'm one move away from
that. Yeah, okay.
Do I try and catch it?
Yes.
You can shoot for the stars.
Let's
it would
down
be
a bit
hilarious
more.
If Stormy
it would be
caught.
So good.
It would be hilarious.
I love the idea that on this adventure we all capture these rare and robust Pokemon that will not listen to us.
Yeah. I'm saying this thing's probably going to be harder to catch than
anything.
Was Kabuto or Kingler higher?
I think that was Kabuto was higher.
I could risk one more round.
Yeah, let's fight it.
Alright, so you're doing Flame Burst.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tackle. Wait. I actually don't want to hit it. Is it still paralyzed?
Yes, but it's not doing anything this time. The paralysis. Because I rolled and it's only on a critical foul.
If I roll to hit with a Pokeball, can I choose to do it after their turns?
No. It has to happen first. You trainers declare their actions, then the creatures do their things.
No, as in after the other trainers. So if they could hit and damage.
No, because all trainers declare actions, all creatures do their things.
Okay.
So you have to
simultaneously.
Pick beforehand.
Okay, I'm going to tackle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're basically what is happening is you're skipping your choice to do trainer action, and then you're doing a Pokemon action.
I see.
Yeah, so like all trainer actions declared, which is none of you are doing anything, and now Pokemon actions, we have tackle, we have Flame Burst, and we have...
Nothing.
Okay. And it is going to...
Is it not doing anything?
Swapping Pokemon.
I only have a melee attack left.
Oh, no.
It will attempt to ancient power your Kabloom again.
Ooh.
Okay.
3. Ooh.
4.
4 successes for me, 2. Ooh.
3 for me.
Okay. What does that mean?
That means you both hit.
Yeah.
It does 5 damage. And it is the rock type. Are you weak? Is electric or
electric
isn't weak to rock?
Have
no, it's
not resistant.
Do you have any grit?
Rock is
electric type is weak to ground and resists flying, electric, and steel. So it's just not. It's just normal damage.
Oh, it's rock type.
Does that mean electric is resistant?
No, you just take 5 damage. Well, it's 5 damage, but you have defense.
I do have defense, so
man,
it's 4 damage.
Yeah.
If I had a
And how much damage do you do?
I do
Aerodactyl.
3.
Now, what's that little...
Pokeball?
What's the little water type?
Oh, Shellos.
Yeah. Shellos would do good against, because water type.
So, yeah.
Although you said lightning
is effective, because it doesn't resist damage.
Wait, is Kingler water type?
Yeah.
And now I roll a dice.
Oh, why?
Okay, I don't get a critical success, which is probably good.
Thank goodness. Did anything happen to me from being hit to that? long term.
No. You just took 4 damage.
There wasn't anything about losing armor or something?
No, that was just if I hit, I roll a dice on a critical success, I get buffed.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Good job, Kabloom.
All right, challenge level 3. You fail. Melanie's struggling to get up that rock.
Do it.
I'm trying. Your like palms are sweaty as you're trying to climb.
Knees weak, knees arms weak.
Trainer action. You doing anything?
I'm going to throw a Pokeball.
You're going to throw a Pokeball?
I'm going
to use... Okay, so that takes your and your Pokemon's stars. Turn to use an item.
I'm going
to
move closer.
I roll a defense.
You roll defense for your Pokemon. Mm-hmm. It's going to ancient power you again. Suck. What you doing?
Ancient powering Stormy.
Yep.
I'm going to use protective strategy on Kabloom.
Okay.
To give you +1 defense.
Cool.
Thank you.
And what are you doing, Murray?
I'm going to use Poison Sting.
Poison Sting. Okay.
Nice. And then I'm going to use Flame Burst. I'll move 1 step closer and use Flame Burst. Sorry.
What do you roll your defensive roll?
3.
Oh my God.
I touched your dice.
Oh, fuck these dice. You guys, whenever you change my dice, it just ruined everything.
Yes. Good.
All right, so the first thing that happens is you throw a Pokeball. So you need to roll to throw your Pokeball.
Yeah. Wait, what are you doing? I don't want to interrupt anything.
Hmm? Oh, sorry. I was not paying attention.
You have things with 10 health? Sorry.
So you roll to hit with your Pokeball.
Yeah.
Your trainer
roll.
Yeah,
I do that. Yeah.
Plus the Pokeball's bonus.
Please let this go off.
3.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be so good.
It's not. I know it's not.
I'll take the Pokeball, thank you.
And then +2.
Yep.
Okay. This is to hit.
Yeah, to throw it, yeah.
You need to beat 2.
Yeah.
You get 2.
Does that count as beating 2?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God.
Because now its catch rate is 6. It is injured, so its catch rate is 5.
Okay.
Meaning
okay.
It has to get 5.
You need 5.
I need 5 successes.
Mm. You got 4 failures out of 5. So the flip of giving me the cursed dice, the Pokeball just smashes the Pokeball into pieces. It hits it and then it just bites it and it shatters into shards.
The second one will work.
How much damage do you do, Jazza?
I do 4 damage.
Whoa.
And Murray, you rolled how many successes?
2.
2. How much damage do you do?
I do...
Poison?
2 poison.
Nice.
Which you're resistant against. Because of rock. But if I roll a die...
Oh, that's a success. Yep. Good roll. Yep. Yep, there it is. I saw it with my own eyes.
Uh-huh. Roll it again. It's got to be on camera for the viewers.
Yay! The universe wanted it.
Cool. It now is poisoned.
Oh, here it is.
How does it...
No, it's now...
What?
The Aerodactyl taking this poison sting, screeching, just like lifts up off the ground wounded and then just flies limply out towards the coast.
Oh. Throw another Pokeball, quick!
Did it flee?
No, you beat it, but it doesn't... It's fainting in an epic way.
Okay.
You beat
XP
it.
Giving way?
Well, you didn't change Pokemons for Kabloom. What level is Kabloom?
4.
You gain 2 experience. You the other two can... What level are your Pokemon?
Foamy's 2, Webby's 5.
Okay, so Webby gets 1 and Foamy gets 2 experience.
Yay! Two and Foamy's level?
They're both level 2.
Hmm.
You can pick 1 to get 2 and 1 to get 1.
Okay.
Kabloom is ready.
Kabloom...
I go run up to
after everyone. Epically whipping this Pokemon's butt because I cannot roll for the life of me. 7 dice, I was rolling 2 on like every roll. Which means next time we fight an epic Pokemon, I'm going to add leader cards to it because the 3v1 was clearly not balanced.
I mean, sleep isn't balanced.
It's true.
Sleep is too strong.
I think slightly powder is too strong. Hypnosis is probably...
sleep, because you know when they can wake, when they wake up, you can just hit them.
It's,
sleep
it's
again.
Just it's too well. Technically, you're not allowed to use it in the turn they wake up.
Dave.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
The whitey out.
And then yeah, yes. And then what? What are your choices for what to improve? Because I've already done one for defense. Oh, for Foamy.
So you can pick one in either side of attack.
I shouldn't okay, cool. wipe
or
this
two
out.
To health.
Should I? I should just try
no.
this in.
Something's happening, everyone.
What?
So, Kabloom's light starts to glow in the center of its head.
And you're glowing!
And Kabloom's body sort of into this halo silhouette of light. Dun, 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 dun,
it's
dun,
more than usual.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I didn't even tell him to use
Would
flash.
You like to stop it evolving?
No.
Kabloom is evolving.
That's so good.
Look at him.
Congratulations. Kabloom has evolved into Kabeem.
He's so cuddly. Stormy's going to give him a big hug.
And he gives you a hug back.
Aww. Oh my god, so cuddly!
Look at him, everybody!
Oh, I have a Pokedex entry.
What's his name?
Kabeem.
Kabeem. Kabeem. That's so cool.
Kabeem, yeah.
Kabeem. I love
Kabeem.
It.
Kabeem.
Can I have the whiteout?
Yeah.
Where is my Kabeem card?
No.
It was in my pile!
Maybe that's why I didn't see it. Maybe it just jammed.
No, it was in the pile.
The pile system!
Not the pile.
Oh, it's under Aerodactyl. Aerodactyl is keeping it safe.
Did everyone admire the Aerodactyl as
well?
Look at him! Look at the boy!
Yeah. There is our Kabeem boy.
Get a Pokedex entry.
Let me check that I wrote it down.
Oops. Oh, so cool.
What a cool island group.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. But I do remember what it was.
Do I have to keep rolling?
What does this mean?
Steel type.
So there should be like a little steel.
No, not all Pokemon that
oh,
have the typing. It has a steel type move.
Yeah, that's cool. Does it still have what I taught it as Kabloom, a flash?
It has flash, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Cool.
Yep.
Yay!
Guys, look! Dad will be so proud.
You can Pokedex it if you want.
Oh, yes, I will. Meanwhile, Jen's... Sorry.
Jen, you're going to make it up there now. There's no threat. It's fine. You can take 10. But you're going to use your Pokedex,
yes, I am.
Okay.
Bleep. Let's learn about you, little guy.
Kabeem, exploration spelunking Pokemon. Kabeem likes to lead its friends on adventures into dark places, shining a light on mysteries. When Kabeem needs to think, the cogs on its head turn furiously.
That's so cute!
It can do all the thinking
it.
For me.
That's such a fun design.
I love you much,
can I be
so much.
Out?
Yes.
Does evolving like reset their health and spirit?
No.
Okey-dokey.
You just gain whatever their maximum health and spirit change is, you gain that
gotcha.
In both maximum and minimum.
So when he goes super
yeah,
sleep,
if it, his health goes up by 3, you get 3
yeah,
health.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sweet potatoes.
Now, while everyone's excitedly jumping up and down of their victory and they're leveling up and Kabeem has evolved or
Dave's
Me and my Melody is like
panting, covered in dust and detritus. Melanie scrambles up to a large nest with a single egg in it.
Is there anything else in this nest, by the way?
No. Aww. Oh, there's some scraps of like torn apart meat. Like old rotten dead animals and bones and stuff. But no, there's nothing else.
I thought it'd be like a shoe or something cool. But anyway.
No.
Okay.
Egbert!
You run over to the egg.
Yeah, give him a big hug.
Egg!
And you grab the egg.
I check my egg!
Feeling the warmth of your embrace and hearing your voice, the little cracked bit of egg that had something had been poking out of like starts to wiggle again. And in your arms, there's a... as several protrusions break free from the egg and the heavy egg The heavy creature within the egg who looks up at you.
Right!
Oh. I can't even see its eyes. What's it saying?
Pluddle?
You can't, that's as best as you get.
I'm like, tapping.
You're not seeing this, but okay. When you get up there, it will say unknown.
Will we get up there, or are you going to jump down?
He's still a big boy,
yeah,
right?
He's a big boy.
We all need rest.
I pick him up, mm-hmm. and put him back in my baby Bjorn, so his little legs sticking out. And I gently climb back down the mountainside.
So cute. Okay, you climb it back down.
You don't want to eat yourself out onto the burning web.
No, I'll climb back because Zerodactyl's now gone.
How's you going, see you, man?
You're coming back.
Say hello to what was your name again?
Doesn't.
Maybe you have to name it. Maybe you have to name it.
Breakfast was once an egg on the beach. I'm joking, but you should totally nickname it breakfast for all time's sake. It's
what
a joke.
About Eggbert?
You scan the Pokedex at it.
Yeah.
Unknown.
Oh.
And then as it looks, it's like, plodum, plodum. And there's some static and data as it's like scanning.
Plodum. Nothing is known about this Pokemon. It is presumed extinct.
Oh.
Cool.
Well, okay.
We're making so many discoveries.
So is it new or is it old?
It has.
Both.
I'm happy to call him Pluddle.
Pluddle.
New old.
Pluddle.
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 With an O, Pluddle.
Yeah, like plodding along.
A Pluddle.
I like to imagine it says it exactly like Dave's voice, like Pluddle.
Pluddle. Pluddle, mate.
I take him out of the baby, Bjorn, so he can go for a walk.
You. And he does stomp with a, like a...
Oh, you and Lottelai would get along perfectly.
And he swings his big, like, ball tail back and forth with the egg stuck on it.
Yeah. Is he wearing the eggshell, or is that, like, part of him?
Oh, my God, switch the camera, Jazza.
Oh.
He's not very well painted, I'm sorry.
We got a thing?
Yeah.
We got a thing. Boop. Hey, there's a photo. Oh my god, that's so cute.
Yeah, he's not finished painting yet, but hey.
He's still hatching. It's okay.
Go for a little walk with his buddies. Hello. Make your friend.
There you go. That's it for the episode. Bye, everyone. That's it.
Yeah.
You got your evolution. You got to find out what's in the eggs.
Wait, we've all got
to get to fast track going back to town because we are going to rest next episode.
Dave never skips grass.
Let me see.
How impressed is our...
Never give up an opportunity for grass.
How impressed with
there are two. There are two grass
roaming friend.
Oh, true. We had a friend who did nothing the whole time.
Arden.
Well, Arden was down by the bridge.
Look at this!
He just watched from there. Cool.
Yeah.
Look at it!
He's just seeing us in the distance going, chick, chick, chick. And then we beat up an Aerodactyl somehow.
There's like this majestic Arcanine sitting there and a Luxray, like a Sphinx and a lion just sitting there. And he's like got a campfire and he's cooking marshmallows. He's like, oh, what were you all up to? I told you I was making camp. Wow.
Things happened.
My teddy bear got bigger.
Closure.
That's... Yeah. Great, I can't wait to talk about it in the next episode. After you've made your two grass checks you need to make to get back to me, he says, looking out over the vast distance as you're screaming over.
He's using smoke signals.
Wow, I can't wait to see that Pokemon up close next week.
Will our adventurers have pina coladas? And will Brad get his pants back?
If you'd like to consume your star piece, you absolutely
find,
can.
Find, you eat it?
Well, you give it, you trade it.
Yeah, okay. What else is it good for?
Yeah.
We found one. Good news, we found one. The bad news is it was delicious. Thanks for watching, everyone. And a huge thank you to our patrons for supporting us and making these streams and videos possible.
Yay.
Sorry it was a bit shaky tonight. We've been away for a month.
I think we found it.
We all now have leveled up Pokemon and a new Pokemon. I'm not complaining.
I was strong.
Speak for yourself.
Numbush hasn't leveled up yet.
Jenny, can I just say sleep powder? I just have a look at that stream. It's just for a
Numbush wasn't in that battle. It's because you keep fighting with everyone else. How much XP is Nubbish
sharing
got?
The love, Murray.
Yeah.
He's one off.
Did you, okay. you critical miss didn't do anything?
No.
The critical miss on sleep powder, that just didn't come up when you rolled?
So if you roll a thing, it
if you roll any critical fails, it just removes hits.
I don't think he had a critical miss.
No. I was just curious. No. I might strike that off and just make it neg one to combat roll instead.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.